Welcome to your new day.
This is Early Breakfast with Africa Milani.
Jelly Beans with a Z at the end is a wonderful organization that gives hope for children affected by trauma and abuse. To find out more about the work that they do, the executive director, Edith Creel, joins me on the line now. Edith, a very good morning and welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Jelly Beans has been around for a while, haven't you?
We have been around since 2010. So, yes, that makes us 14, just become teenagers.
What do you do?
So we are a non-profit organization, and we focus on providing therapeutic services to children who've been abused or traumatized. We do training with professionals and community members to look at how to work better with children and provide better services, and develop resources, writing books and things to assist in the work with children, and then do some advocacy and research work. In a nutshell, that's what we're up to.
And sadly, you are being kept busy. I see on your website you quote that one in three children in South Africa is sexually abused before the age of 18, which is just horrific to even imagine.
Absolutely. You know, I think we all know that these things happen, but I think people don't realize how much it happens. And, that statistic, unfortunately, is saying one in three, but that's also, one in three of those children could be abused multiple times by multiple people, not necessarily just the one self.
Yeah. Your intervention obviously is with the child. Other organizations and government entities are working hard to make sure that the child does not get exposed to abuse in the first place. But you come in when, sadly, there have been instances of abuse. You can't teach us in 4 minutes your approach to things, I imagine. But if you can highlight some of the work that you do then to work with that child to give them hope.
So I think really importantly, we work with a family as well, because, working with a child within the family is critically important. And we provide therapeutic services. So for the littler ones, it's play therapy. And for the older ones, we still bring play in to make it, a little bit more fun. But it is about looking at not necessarily what the details of what happened to you, but how did it impact on you and how can we make it different. So in other words, how do we not make it that it's not the first thing that you think about in the morning and the last thing you think about when you close your eyes at night? How do we get it to start becoming, yes, it's something that happened to me, but I survived it and I'm moving forward and it's not going to define who I am.
And it is a very difficult process, is it not? I mean, it's quite interesting because our children are resilient, right? And they given the exposure to trauma that they have almost on a daily basis, even if you are not a victim of abuse, it's amazing how many well-adjusted children actually we are able to produce at the end of the day. But it does take a lot of work, even from the child, in order for them to get to a point where they are healthy.
Absolutely. I think, though, we must be careful about just saying children are resilient. Yes, they absolutely are. But very often, they don't have an alternative. They can't fall apart because there's nobody in the family or in the community to hold them. But I think also what we do see with children who are resilient is often there is one person that cares about that child, be it a parent, a teacher, a family member. So when you start having a look at the concept of resilience, you'll often see that, the power of one person who really has deep care for a child. And that's often what creates that resilience.
Yeah. Some of your work obviously includes providing individual and group therapy to children who have suffered trauma and abuse. You create therapeutic tools and treatment programs, and you provide training to professionals who work with child protection and mental health. All of this costs resources. I imagine Cape Talk and 702 listeners can help your organization. How do they do that?
So there's lots of ways in which we can help. Obviously, my biggest budget expense is my staff. So, donations from companies and individuals is always appreciated. But also just looking at the idea of, you know, helping in other ways in terms of donating time. For instance, at the moment, we're looking for a treasurer. So anybody out there who has those kind of skills, you know, could be really helpful. Hot chocolate and 2-minute noodles are children's favorite things when they arrive there. So, you know, donating something like that. We have a therapy dog who also needs to be taken care of. So, you know, there's lots of ways in which people can get involved. And, you know, just sometimes also for our staff to be taken care of. So, you know, somebody could do a massage for some of our staff. You know, the work is really, really hard. And we also need to show the staff that what they do is appreciated. And having the community every now and again to show us that support, I think, is really important.
I couldn't agree more. Jellybeans.org.za is a website to go to. And you can read up more about the programs that the organization offers, but also how you can also help. Edith Creel, thank you very much for your time. And thank you for your wonderful work to you and your team. Executive Director at Jellybeans. Once again, jellybeans.org.za.